This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What is our music theme today, Christopher? What's your is the full name Christopher? Or are you just Chris?
It's Christopher and then Christopher Michael when I'm in trouble.
Christopher Michael.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
What's our theme today?
Well, Zelma Davis from CNC Music Factory is 54, so I figured we'd go retro with a little 90s dance music.
Nice. I like it. Our divide on religious perceptions, religious generalizations, and at times just flat-out racism is all over the place. It's staggering. It's embarrassing. And I'm not suggesting it has just happened. Okay? But October 7th, Hamas's murderous slaughtering of innocent Israeli citizens accelerated all this. Hamas is indefensible. Period. Full stop. Hamas is not the same as Palestinians living in Gaza. Some are supporters of Hamas. True. Some are not, and if they spoke up, they would be tortured and killed. And so I can't tell you the number of texts I've received at 651-461-9226. Anybody living in Gaza is supporting Hamas. You're wrong. Period. End of statement. There have been a number of different studies and surveys on the percentage of that. But are you honestly telling me that a mother, a father, a young adult would feel confident answering any questions living in Gaza and expressing their displeasure, their dismay, their outrage with Hamas? They wouldn't. We have also witnessed an onslaught of anti-Semitic comments. By the way, let's be clear here. There's nuance to all these conversations. Automatically criticizing Bibi Netanyahu 100% unfiltered does not automatically qualify you as anti-Semitic. And there are people out there, including friends of mine who are Jewish, who go to that card too quick, and they're wrong. I end up, because my father's Jewish, I wasn't raised Jewish. I'm not Jewish. I haven't raised my kids Jewish. But I end up getting emails or texts that are directed to me that are anti-Semitic. Bibi Netanyahu needed to respond with extraordinary strength. However, in my view, and I've made this point over and over and over again, it has been too indiscriminate. There have been tens of thousands of innocent civilians, and the unfortunate horror of war, some of that is unavoidable. More of it has been avoidable. I think the evidence is clear. Do I believe all the numbers given out from Hamas? Hell no. Let me say that again. Absolutely not. There's enough other independent reporting. But we, listen, every time I have on Keith Ellison or Ilhan Omar on the show, we get some level of policy disagreement. If you listen to me, or listen to anybody, that's a part of the territory. That's fine. They know that. I know that. There's a certain percentage where it's subtle or flat out overt. Go back. Leave the country. where it's filth. I've witnessed it firsthand with Keith Ellison, not once but twice at the State Fair with people confronting him with just slurs because he's a Muslim. Not because he's too left or you didn't agree with him as a congressman or as attorney general. Because of his faith. And they weren't hiding that. And another example of how divisive this country is and how toxic it is. If you go on X and you try to engage or just observe what has happened when religion becomes a part of it, the ability of nuanced, intelligent conversations, it happens, but it gets overwhelmed by the cesspool of garbage in and garbage out. And we've talked about this now a couple times. St. Paul City Council President Mitra Jolly. This is multiple days ago when we first talked about it. And she says at the start, I'm just a lefty council president. Mitra has never hidden. I've interviewed her multiple times. She's never hidden. She's a liberal. She's a lefty. So she points out, I'm just a lefty council president of Midwest City. But everyone in my world is saying Shapiro cannot be VP pick in this new POTUS candidacy, but cannot be the VP pick if this new POTUS candidacy, obviously this is Vice President Harris, wants to energize the base and win. Do not deflate our Democratic Party just as soon as you inflated it by choosing a hardcore Zionist VP. I made this point before. I'm going to make it again because it still bugs me. The differences between Tim Walz, Mark Kelly, J.D. Pritzker, Andy Beshear, Pete Buttigieg, and Josh Shapiro on criticism of Bibi Netanyahu is minuscule, if at all. All of them have come out and said Israel needed to respond. All of them have called out Netanyahu for going further than they think he should have. That the thousands and thousands of Palestinian civilians, that too many of them, their deaths could have been avoided. And she may be battling health issues. David Josephson tried to get her on for Adam and Jordana. And if she's sick, she's sick. I'm not going to doubt that. Because the Star Tribune asked her the simple question. Why is the one person you selected who's a Zionist VP the individual who is of the Jewish faith? I don't know. Does it raise my eyebrows? Yeah, it does. It absolutely does. Just like it does when there's the Islamic filth that's out there. I don't know yet from each other. I'm saying, I don't know. I'm saying because of what I've witnessed from others, it makes me want that explanation. And I was greatly surprised and disappointed when the Trib reported this a day or two later. I think they should have been on it sooner, by the way. And no comment. And now I'm just trusting what I heard David say, that maybe she's having a health issue. She's the city council president. Some sort of statement, I think, easily could have been put out by a qualified staffer. Pending, I want to underline this, pending how severe her health is. Again, I wish her no harm at all health-wise. Hope she's back 100%. But maybe I'm the one, in this case, who's influenced by the other filth I've witnessed both ways. And yes, there has been a rise in anti-Semitism, which we've talked about constantly on this show. Even before, rise in anti-Semitism and white supremacy has jumped dramatically the last 10 years. More so on the right. And then the quick leap to generalize all Jews in criticizing Israel has been out there. But again, you know what I saw from a lot of, I see from a lot of texts? Well, ask someone about who was affected by 9/11 about someone who's Muslim. We're going to say now every person who's Muslim has to own up to the responsibility of 9/11. Are you bleeping kidding me? Do you want to check the population of Muslims on planet Earth? And because these individuals were callous murderers who perverted their religion to kill innocent civilians, that broad brace brings in everybody else. Are there other Muslims who want the death of the West? Yeah. There are other Muslims who are your neighbors, who are your doctors, who are their friends. And I think it is extraordinarily disheartening how if you're an opponent of an issue, which you're wholly allowed to be, that you are quickly leaping to these generalizations, these stereotypes, and that out there, and that maybe others who don't want to fall in that, because we've seen so much that our eyebrows are raised when there's a valid explanation. I just feel like that valid explanation should have been out there a lot sooner. It's a 52 past one. You want to chime in through a text, you can. 651-461-9226.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Been married a long time ago. Where did you come from? Where did you go? Where did you come from? Cotton Eye Joe. If it hadn't been for Cotton Eye Joe, I'd been married a long time ago. Where did you come from? Where did you go? Where did you come from? Cotton Eye Joe.
Number of comments, including suggesting that's like saying all Americans are KKK. I'm not quite sure I would agree with the analogy as far as that. Another text, Ellison is a Louis Farrakhan sycophant. People despise him not because he's a Muslim, but because he's a Marxist anti-Semite. He's not an anti-Semite. Were there times early in his life where he aligned more with Louis Farrakhan, where I never, ever, ever, ever would align with Louis Farrakhan? Yeah. Has he distanced himself from Farrakhan for a long, long time? Yes, he has. And there are people who can't stand him because of policy issues, but I've witnessed it many times from radio interviews and from in person, where the hate is because of his faith. Disagree with the policies. I have zero problem with it. When it's about faith, either side, you need to look in your soul because there's something wrong.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.